I think we have time for maybe one or two questions, and Dr. Cech's session should resume by about 10 minutes after 11, which will give you about 15 minutes for a coffee break. And then we're going to have the presentation of the abstracts. So if we want to ask a couple of questions, but I do encourage people, if you want to get a coffee break, you should do it, because we do need to resume at 10 minutes after 11 at the latest.
Quick question. Thank you for that presentation. I wish Brown and Goldstein had been here to learn something from you. Two quick questions. One, is there any data that suggests that better dialysis makes LDL less oxidative? I saw the HDL data, didn't know if there was LDL data. The second thing is, I know the pharmaceutical companies are targeting LCATs and CETPs, and one of those drugs had significant mortality associated with it. Are any of those targets going to be the next generation of cholesterol treatment, or what are your thoughts about that?
If one works. But the CETP inhibitors would increase the HDL cholesterol by blocking the exchange between HDL and VLD and IDL. So it improves the number. You get a better 40% increase in HDL. That cholesterol didn't come out from the peripheral tissues. It was just the exchange in the way. One trash truck loading it from one to the next. So really doesn't do very much. But to the extent that I mentioned maturation of IDL to LDL, requires the removal of triglyceride from IDL and enrichment of IDL with cholesterol, which is in part facilitated by CETP. So nature didn't really intend CETP to lower our cholesterol and make us mad. It has a function, and you block it, you could get a higher HDL cholesterol, which is treating the number instead of treating the patient. And then it impairs the maturation of IDL to LDL, which could actually be removed by the liver and act as an indirect reverse cholesterol transporter, as opposed to becoming remaining IDL and go to macrophages. So it might have a bad effect. Thank you.